WQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of people at a victory parade for Liverpool's win in the Premier League Championship when a 53-year-old man, police say, plowed his minivan into them. More than 45 people were hurt. However, says ABC's Ian Pannell,
the police very clearly saying that at this point in time, they don't believe that it was terrorism. They don't believe anyone else was involved in this. I guess the key questions for them now is what led up to this in the first place? What was the trigger if indeed this wasn't a deliberate attack, as appears to be the case right now?
In Philadelphia, two people were killed. Several more were hurt after a mass shooting in the city's Fairmount Park that happened last night. Two of the 10 escaped New Orleans jail inmates are still on the loose. Three of them were captured on Monday. Today's the last day to book a flight on Southwest Airlines without being hit with a $35 fee to check your bag. This is ABC News. There's been an explosion at a chemical plant in eastern China so powerful it knocked out windows at a storage warehouse more than 2 miles away. Thick plumes of black smoke can be seen rising from the plant that manufactures pesticides and chemicals for medical use. More than 50 employees work there. No word on injuries. At the American Music Awards last night, it was a very big night for J-Lo.
Jennifer Lopez not only hosting the show, also delivering one of the most talked about performances. I wanna dance. Opening with a 7-minute long dance number, performing to a medley of last year's biggest hits. Capping it off by showing some love to her dancers months after finalizing her divorce from Ben Affleck.
ABC's Rihanna Nally. When it comes to awards, the night belonged to Billie Eilish, who swept all 7 of the categories in which she was nominated, including Artist and Album of the Year, Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar, each winning 2 statues. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin DNR would like to remind you that there is very little time remaining to apply for a 2025 elk hunting license. You only have until the end of this month, that is May 31st, and those applications can be submitted online, and the drawing for the licenses is random, so all applicants will have an equal chance of being selected. DNR officials say the elk population reached a record high of 544 last year. Due to the increased population, they're recommending a quota of 4 bulls and 5 antlerless elk in the central herd. The season will open on October 18th. Once again, you only have until the end of this month to apply for a 2025 elk hunting license, and applications can be submitted online. Saturday, May 31st at 1 p.m., the Flamborough River YMCA invites you over to the Shawamigan School District Auditorium for a performance dance recital. Their youth dance program participants have been working hard and would love to see a full auditorium. You can witness a variety of fun and energetic dance performances of many different styles, including ballet, hip-hop, jazz, and pom. All ticket and flower sales will go towards the 2024-25 annual support campaign, which funds the membership for all programs. This campaign is vital in providing low-cost membership and program scholarship opportunities. Tickets can be purchased at the door or online. And don't forget to visit the concession stand while you're there, where the Shawamigan track and field team will be working hard to raise money for the repairs needed to the track complex. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 31st at 1 p.m. over at the Shawamigan High School Auditorium. 2 garbage trucks in Madison have a new look. And as Savannah Tomielsen explains, it's all thanks to a toddler.
4-year-old Fred sent a letter to the mayor's office asking for a different color trash truck to collect garbage in his neighborhood. He even said, quote, "I would prefer a purple trash truck or a rainbow colored trash truck. I love the blue one, but a new color would be exciting too." Well, the mayor's office got with the streets division and they decided to try something. They had local artists create pieces for the sides of the collection trucks. Officials unveiled the 2 works that are now on the trucks. One is of the Madison skyline. The other is of a turkey exploring a Madison neighborhood. The pieces will stay there on those 2 trucks, and they're currently on duty. There are even coloring pages of the works of art available for parents to print. Kids can make their own masterpieces and send them to the streets division. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been your local news on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98QCountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers host the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight at AmFam Field between the Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Jackson Churio got things started early yesterday for the crew. First pitch in the bottom of the first. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Swing and a drive! Deep left center! And welcome to Memorial Day!
The Brewers went on to win 3-2. Did Churio's leadoff homer set the tone? Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement.
Closer Trevor McGill got out of a jam in the ninth to get the save in front of a sellout crowd of over 40,000 fans. Did that help?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that. So, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed pitching here in Milwaukee, and thank you for the fans for coming out.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, tournament baseball and softball getting going this week. Everybody who's still left in softball will play today. In Division 5, you've got Mellon. They receive a bye, a rare bye in the second round, actually. So they will await the winner of Birchwood Winter. They will be traveling to take on Drummond up in Grandview this afternoon. Flambeau, the number 3 seed, they will play host to Butternut Mercer, the 6 seed. That'll be, again, down in Tony today. 5 o'clock start for all these games. South Shore, a 7 seed. They will travel to Northwood Solon Springs. They are the 2 seed, and Rib Lake will get a home contest today at 5 o'clock also. That's Division 5. In Division 4 softball action, Shell Lake will play host to Clear Lake. Clear Lake advancing with a win last week. Number 5 seeded Hurley is going to come to Park Falls and take on Shawamigan. 5 o'clock start today. Here's Shawamigan Tournament Softball on Trail Mix 103.1, Civic Media app, TrailMix.fm. Steve Jetlin will be there with the call of that game for you today. Phillips is a 3 seed, and they will play host to Frederick. They are the number 6 seed, so that's a home game for Phillips today. You'll hear that game with Jeff Hakenin this afternoon, 5 o'clock, right here. Civic Media app, 98QCountry.com. The winner of that game will get the winner of Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser as they travel to take on Clayton Turtle Lake in Division 4. In Division 3 action, you've got Hayward and Ashland. They will meet up in, Hayward and Altoona, rather. They'll play in Altoona today. Other action has Shawano taking on Lakeland. Lakeland is a 4 seed, so they'll get a home contest for that today. So tournament softball, the winners will play again, most of them on Thursday, unless there's a scheduling conflict. The WIAA Boys and Girls Track Regionals are today, and Phillips is the host of the Regional 1 for our area athletes, Shawamigan, Phillips, Butternut, and more. And if you want to see some real good track action, you got to finish in the top 4 in your event to advance on to sectionals later in the week. 4 o'clock start at the Phillips track this afternoon. Hopefully our rain will hold off for that today. Also, we've got golf today. The Prentice Golf Team, 5th-rated Merrillwood Conference Golf Champ Prentice Golf Team. They're on their way right now over to Big Fish Golf in Hayward in the WIAA Division 3. Prentice looking to make back-to-back trips to the state golf tournament. And also the high school softball, and we mentioned the regionals. I want to stress again that the Butternut girls will be in action today as they travel to take on Tony. And that's a check of some local sports here on this Tuesday morning on 98Q.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be cloudy today with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 70 for a high with wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a few showers, low of 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40. 98Q Country.
You guys are doing great. Look at you. Summertime, still fat, no problem. It's all right. This is going to be the year you lost a little. Didn't happen. It's okay. You're still a winner in my eyes. You're doing great. My wife quit sugar in January because she ate cookies like a monster all through December. And on January 1st, that's it. No more sugar. I'm never eating sugar again. Yes, you are. And you're going to eat more than you ever ate before. And not because you're a big fat pig, but because you're a human being. And you get sad sometimes. And to stop yourself from slitting your own throat, eat a cookie once in a while.
Hope you had a wonderful three-day weekend. But now you're stuck at work again. Don't feel sad, that would be wrong. Because this week's just 4 days long.
Now. We're Rascal Flatts.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney.
It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right. When last year's dress is just a little too tight, and anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
and of mine.
Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You'll be trying to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots.
The one that happened, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers. And we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I've seen short skirts, we got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks. And we got lovers, lots of lookers. And I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. Yes, I do. Love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just trolling around the dance floor puts a big smile on my face. No cover charge. Come as you
Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night so dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him, and you'd be walking out of here without him. When you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up, a half past where you at, pick me up. When you're on I got a Cabernet with your name on it. A slow drive on a Sunday, you can count on it. I'll treat you better than he ever did. Girl, when we're together, you won't ever wish. If you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over.
same old Tennessee. 615 that you used to eat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again. Oh, single again. Single again.
New artist, new song. His name is John Ross, R-O-S-S. John Ross. It's called Single Again. New stuff for you on a Tuesday edition here with 98Q. And I hope you are well. Weekend went okay. Maybe too much. Maybe too okay. I've got a four-day work week for you, so it is Tuesday. Keep telling yourself Tuesday. We don't have to worry about writing checks and stuff like that anymore, so yeah. Tuesday, whatever. Feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday, and had a good weekend. Did a lot of traveling. Saturday, Sunday, ventured over to the Twin Cities on Saturday. Picked up my mom, my 84-year-old mom. Was blessed to be able to pick her up, and picked up my son, and met some family, and did a little baseball over at Target Field in Minneapolis. Beautiful day. On Saturday, absolutely beautiful day at the ballpark, and had a good time there. Not too often you get to go watch your team and get to see a walk-off. Get to see a walk-off victory. That was fun. They got down. There's nothing better than going to the stadium, seeing your team get down early, and you're thinking, ah, this isn't going to happen. This is going to be one of those games. They were down 4-0, and they came back and tied it. One at the bottom of the ninth, fun to be a part of that. And to be honest with you, it was just good to be warm. It was good to be outside, and good to be warm. So put on a few miles over the weekend, but had a chance to chill out yesterday and get a little yard work done. Yesterday was the perfect ideal day for yard work. If you wanted to do it in a part of the day where sunshine hits wherever your yard work is, you could do that and be plenty warm. Wait for it to get a little shady. It was perfect. It was perfect. Got a lot done. So I hope you did too. And if you didn't, the good news is today could be a little bit wet here and there. But the rest of the week going to be really nice for you to get out and mow your lawn or pull the weeds or whatever you want to do out there. Since we missed yesterday, we're going to do a gray area this morning. I'm looking at the menu, the 98Q gray area menu today. No prices. It's a fancy menu. Yeah, we're one of those fancy restaurants that lists like filet mignon, and you're looking for a price. No price. If you have to ask, you can't afford it. So no prices on the gray area menu, but gray has added some topics that are definitely piquing my interest here. Tea and ice cream sandwiches. What that is. Phone onion. See, I'm getting to the point now where I may have been the one who put that on the menu and may have just forgotten what it was. But I know last week I mentioned to Gray something about making spaghetti with angel hair pasta versus regular pasta. And this could be interesting because he seemed rather offended by it. Just from the initial reaction, it just there was a loud noise that was made. So I'm interested to talk to him about that. Gray area coming up after 9. We're going to have some Brewer tickets for you tomorrow and Thursday. If you're interested in going to the Brewers, not this weekend, but next weekend, we're going to have a pair of tickets for you tomorrow. And another pair of tickets for you on Thursday. See, I'm already confused on what day it is. Tomorrow and Thursday. We'll have some chance for you to win. Starting Monday, by the way, is another Text to Win contest. A statewide civic media. We've had a lot of fun with this. And we're going to give you a chance 4 times a day with keywords to win money, to win overnight stays. And we'll see what else our civic media personnel have come up with. And so get that civic media app on your phone so you are So you are ready to roll for that next Monday. How are the Brewers doing here? They continue to just linger, don't they? Yeah. How many games out of first are they here? 6.5 out of first. They're about 3 games out of the wild card. I know it's real early. It's only, 55 games into the season. But they're there. I mean, they're in the hunt. I mean, nowadays with the way baseball works, you have to be pretty bad to be out of it. Because the wild card gives you a chance to always kind of linger and be in it. The 2 wild card teams right now for the National League, they have 30 wins. So they're sitting 3 games back of that. Got to get above 500 before you can start talking playoff. Playoffs? Playoffs? You got to get above 500 before you can even start talking playoffs. And the Brewers are a game under that right now at 27 and 28. I just posted a little bit ago, we chatted last Friday with Mike Clemens. And it was very interesting to hear him talk about Mark Murphy and the whole tush-push thing at the owners' meeting. It was very good get-together. And I missed posting that before I left on Friday, but I just did. If you want to go to 98qcountry.com and you want a quick listen for about 10 minutes, it was a good conversation we had with a guy who's right there, walking the hallways with all the powers that be and the players, Mike Clemens. Very good stuff. So check that out at 98qcountry.com and click on podcast. This is a good week to go golfing. Park Falls Country Club, great shape out there. Call ahead, let them know you're coming. You know, during the week, you can usually walk out there and golf, but just in case there's a league, something going on, just call 762-4396 and go have a little golf this week at Park Falls Country Club. The weather is definitely going to be cooperative when it comes to that. Let's get you updated on what's going on. A busy tournament day. We've got tournament softball kicking off today. Phillips fans, pay attention because Phillips is having a graduation on Thursday. And that's when all the tournament games were scheduled. So the baseball team has already moved their tournament game to Wednesday. They'll be up in Maple, or actually Iron River, taking on Maple Northwestern. And should the softball team win today, I'm assuming that their next round of games will not be Thursday because, again, that's graduation. So pay attention, Phillips fans. That Thursday graduation has kind of thrown a wrench into the scheduling process for the tournament games. Let's get you updated at 7:33. ABC gets our twice an hour news and sports kicked off.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, thousands of people at a victory parade for Liverpool's win in the Premier League Championship when a 53-year-old man, police say, plowed his minivan into them. More than 45 people were hurt. However, says ABC's Ian Pannell,
the police very clearly saying that at this point in time, they don't believe that it was terrorism. They don't believe anyone else was involved in this. I guess the key questions for them now is what led up to this in the first place? What was the trigger if indeed this wasn't a deliberate attack, as appears to be the case right now?
In Philadelphia, 2 people were killed. Several more were hurt after a mass shooting in the city's Fairmount Park that happened last night. 2 of the 10 escaped New Orleans jail inmates are still on the loose. 3 of them were captured on Monday. Today's the last day to book a flight on Southwest Airlines without being hit with a $35 fee to check your bag. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Kendra from Embrace to talk about what the month of May stands for.
May is recognized for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives Month. And it's really a time to honor, remember, and advocate for Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit relatives who have gone missing or have been murdered at alarming rates. And so we like to bring attention to this because it's something that's just not talked about, you know, and people say like, oh, it doesn't happen here, not in my backyard. But like you said, this is something that's very relevant right now with the missing woman up in the Lac des Flambeaux area. So I just wanted to share some statistics today and bring awareness to that because it is happening here. And actually for Indigenous women, murder is the 3rd leading cause of death. And Native women also face murder rates, so that's more than 10 times the national average. And even more alarming stats here to continue is Indigenous women in the U.S., 84.3% have experienced violence in their lifetime, 56.1% have experienced sexual violence, 55.5% have experienced physical violence by an intimate partner, and 48.8% have experienced stalking. So just outrageous numbers, really, in the community just isn't talking about it enough, so that's why we like to go out in the community and raise awareness around this, because it's something that families are struggling, women are dying, relatives are dying, and it's important that we talk about it and bring awareness to it.
This Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., over in Glen Flora, there's a Hawkins Cupboard Pantry Food Drive. Artisan's Outlet is collecting canned goods and non-perishable food items to donate to the food pantry. As an added bonus, for every donation you bring in, they're willing to give you a 20% off coupon to use on one full-price item. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 31st from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. over at Artisans Outlet in Glen Flora. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shared a letter he sent to the Trump administration in an effort to protect the state's forests and forestry industry. Brittany Marlowe tells us more.
The forestry products industry helps support around 126,000 jobs and contributes an estimated $42 billion to the state's economy. Wisconsin ranks first in paper production among all 50 states and exports over $850 million worth of paper products every year. The letter urges cooperation and protection for federal forestry programs.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers host the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight at AmFam Field between the Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Jackson Churio got things started early yesterday for the crew. First pitch in the bottom of the first. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Swing and a drive! Deep left center! And welcome to Memorial Day!
The Brewers went on to win 3-2. Did Churio's leadoff homer set the tone? Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement.
Closer Trevor McGill got out of a jam in the ninth to get the save in front of a sellout crowd of over 40,000 fans. Did that help?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that. So, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed pitching here in Milwaukee, and thank you for the fans for coming out.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Well, exciting day for our area spring athletes. A lot going on tournament-wise today. Good luck to the 5th-rated Prentice golf team. They're over in Hayward at Big Fish Golf for a golf regional today, looking to advance on to sectionals. Next week, our area track athletes, Butternut, Schwamigan, Phillips, and others, they'll be running in Phillips today. A chance for you to go down and see our area track athletes all in one place. 4 o'clock will be the start time of regionals and other regionals going on all across the state today. And you've got regional softball going on today also. We will bring you Phillips at home. They're taking on Frederick Luck, 5 o'clock right here, 98QCountry.com, and on the Civic Media app. You can listen right on your phone. And we got Schwamigan playing host to Hurley. That'll be 5 o'clock today again right here, right over there rather, on Trail Mix 103.1. Trailmix.fm and on the Civic Media app. So good luck to our other area teams from Butternut and Rib Lake and surrounding teams as tournament softball for everyone is underway today.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Northland Gutter Professionals, who specializes in seamless aluminum rain gutters and more. Contact Dakota at 715-562-0992.
Escape to the serenity of the North Woods. Imagine 12.9 acres of rolling woodland where a cozy two-bed, one-bath mobile home awaits. Step inside to a refreshed, inviting space. New carpet, vinyl flooring, and a wood stove to keep you warm. Outside, explore endless possibilities. A new barn woodshed with loft and fire pit, perfect for evenings under the stars. Enjoy wildlife, lakes, and direct access to ATV and snowmobile trails. Call Alexis at 815-527-1546.
Congratulations, graduating class of Schwamigan High School, from the good folks at Forward Bank in Park Falls and Phillips. May you find much happiness and success in your new journey. Take pride in how far you've come and have faith in how far you can go. Forward Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Park Falls Building and Hardware proudly congratulates the Butternut High School graduating class. This moment marks the beginning of exciting new chapters ahead. A special shout out goes to Brady Steiner, wishing you continued success in all you do. The entire community celebrates your achievements and the bright futures you're building. Since 1980, Park Falls Building and Hardware has stood behind hard work and strong foundations. Located on Highway 13 North in Park Falls, do it best, your source for home improvement.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 70 for a high with wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a few showers, low of 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42.
98Q Country.
Every little thing.
wish I had a car. Top rope down, music up loud, follow that girl all over town. See, Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with the puppy on a string, looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. Norma Jean Riley's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. All to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see Norma Jean Riley's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna do. Write a song, sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes, bring her to tears with my heartfelt honesty. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says,
little Norma Jean Riley with Diamond Rio there at 98Q Country. And I hope you are well on this Tuesday after a long, hopefully it was a long Memorial weekend for you. Maybe you had to work. Whatever you got going on, the weather certainly cooperated and will cooperate this week. A little rain shower activity possible today. They're not really talking about anything severe like thunderstorms and stuff like that. Just some rain activity. So we should be able to dodge the drops and get the track and the golf and the baseball and the softball and all that stuff in for today. We have a drawing to do from Friday. It's nice to go on down there and visit with Mr. Pesco and the folks down at Phillips Lumber and Hardware on Friday, and we gave away some stuff, so we'll do a drawing for that in just a moment. But first of all, we're going to update you on what's going on with our Butternut School and District Administrator Carolyn Pollitt. Nice enough to join us. Morning to you, Carolyn. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good Memorial weekend, I hope, for you.
Yes. We got through another year at graduation time.
Yeah, exactly. And the rest of the kids. Now, this, I was talking about this last week. This is where the juniors now, for a week, they're like, hey, look at us. Look at us. King of the roost here now, huh?
Right. They get kind of broken into that new role.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the update from the Butternut School today?
Well, we have some things happening this week. You know, field trips are wrapping up and things like that. Today is the regional track and field meet at Phillips and the regional softball game. And then on Thursday is baseball. So those seasons will be, getting to a close here this week. And, yeah, besides that, I think that it's a good time for everybody to reflect on not only the growth of our students with academics, but the growth that we've made with resilience, kindness, creativity, and all those things that kids learn in school that we miss sometimes. Yeah. And it's great. And so I just want to take a minute to give a shout out to our teachers, our staff, our families, and our community partners. The dedication, compassion, the energy, and the number of ways that we've been supported, even though we've had some definite ups and downs this year, has been really great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, being a teacher and working at the school can seem like a job sometimes. Sometimes we forget about the impact that they're having on our kids, right?
Right, right. And you see it at times like this time of the school year when it's graduation and emotions are high. That's when people kind of pour that in.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, the final week plus a few days at the Butternut. What is the final day for the Butternut School?
Friday. The kids have a half a day Friday.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Yeah. All right, Carolyn, thank you for the update. We always appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet. Carolyn Pollitt, District Administrator for the Butternut School, joins us each Tuesday morning about this time. Summertime's a little spotty. They'll call in here and there, but not a whole lot going on. Let's do a quick drawing here. We've got a pair of Brewer tickets that you can pick from our available dates from those of you who dropped your name in the box at Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware on Friday. And we're going to give that to Fred. Fred. F-O-J-U-T. Foyt. Foyt. Well, you got a phone number, so Fred will find you. And then we're going to give away the $25 Warga gift certificate, a leftover prize from a couple of months ago. That is going to go to Mick, it looks like. Mick Peterson. All right. Sounds fair. So we'll find you, and we'll get you your prizes, and thanks to everybody who stopped by. That Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, that 11% off store-wide sale continues, by the way, through June 1st.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Aspirus. Their mission, they heal, promote health, and strengthen communities. Their vision, they create healthy, thriving communities, trusted and engaged above all others.
Dust off the clubs because the Park Falls Country Club 9-hole public course is open. Imagine yourself surrounded by lush greens, rolling hills, and the beautiful Flambeau River. This golf course offers more than just a game. It's a chance to connect with nature and unwind. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just a beginner, this course is designed for all skill levels. Enjoy the perfect blend of challenge and relaxation. Book your tee time now, 762-4396 at the Park Falls Country Club.
Real estate auction ends June 1st. Own a piece of the country, 68 acres with a classic farmstead, barn, machine shed, three-car garage, and two newer storage sheds. Located at 15588 Elmwood Drive, Butternut, Wisconsin. Bid now at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah, Pete with us from Wheelway. Big month of May going on down there, Pete, and we're getting people into those low-mileage vehicles. Great selection on the lot still for folks here in the rest of the month of May, right, Pete?
Absolutely. We have newer pre-owned 3/4-ton, half-ton trucks, cars, minivans, SUVs. They're all marked down to sell, and we got a great selection coming in every single day with new inventory.
People can do it all in one shot, Pete. The trade-in, the financing, the banks are battling for people's business, Pete, and that means the buyer of the vehicle advantage, right?
Absolutely. Lower interest rates means more purchasing power. You need a better vehicle at a lower interest rate for a monthly payment. We have payments as low as $99 a month. Budget-friendly vehicles are on the lot right now, but they move fast. Come on down today.
If you're looking for a truck, folks, it's the Northwoods. We do trucks here. Somebody else took the hit on these, Pete. You're going to save them thousands of dollars off that new sticker price, right?
Absolutely. People have been driving hours away. They're getting sick and tired of paying $80,000 or higher for a newer truck. You can get a new truck, pre-owned, low miles, home, or the home of the lifetime warranty with engine, transmission, and powertrain, as long as you own the truck, as well as you're going to save $10,000, $15,000, up to $30,000 off that sticker price.
All right. WheelwayAutos.com is a great place to start. Check out the vehicles. As always, Pete, we're hometown. We're small town here in northern Wisconsin. They can always pick up that phone and talk to you directly, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Joel, do it the right way. Come to Wheelway and check out all the inventory on our website at wheelwayautos.com or stop on down today and get a new vehicle.
Very good. That's Wheelway, a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13 in beautiful Fifield, Wisconsin.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
All right, here's what's going on with the Brewer Bus Trip. This is the final week to sign up, and we have, I believe, 28 people signed up and need to be close to 50. So if you want to sign up and be a part of the bus, if you've got a group of people and you've been thinking about it, get on in here. We really want to go, but we can't go with 28. That's a half a bus, and it just doesn't work that way. So Friday will be the deadline. We'll either have enough to go, or we'll have to call it off and refund everybody's money. So if you've been thinking about it, give us a call, stop in, hold your spot for the Brewer Bus Trip for June 21st.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports proudly salutes the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles graduating class of 2025. Located Highway 182 East in Park Falls, Wisconsin, J&A knows what it means to run full throttle, and this class has done just that. From boats to bikes, ATVs to UTVs, J&A services it all. Just like the class took on every challenge, with rentals, repairs, and a loaded performance showroom, J&A congratulates the class of 2025. Keep riding high, Screaming Eagles!
Jen's Butternut Cafe proudly congratulates the Butternut High School class of 2025. Your dedication, resilience, and achievements have brought you to a well-earned moment of celebration. As you step into whatever comes next, college, career, or new adventures, know your community is proud. And when you need a good meal, Jen's delivers. And who are we kidding? The food's not just okay, it's delicious. Choose from hearty breakfast, tasty lunches and dinners, plus awesome daily specials. Open daily at 6 a.m. on Highway 13 in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin.
Summer's here and the water is calling. The Barnett Schnorr Lake Association wants everyone to have fun and stay safe. Wisconsin boating laws require no wake within 100 feet of shorelines and structures. For personal watercraft, it's 200 feet from shore. Keep a safe speed, wear your life jacket, and have a throwable on boats over 16 feet. Know the law, respect the lake, and enjoy the beautiful Northwoods. For updates, tips, follow the Butternut Schnorr Lake Association on Facebook.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
98Q Country.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey.
could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Yeah, I've never been better. Things are going. Sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work, but I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt, but I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye.